Well, this show that you're about to listen to is only 15 minutes long. It was originally 40 minutes, but after 15 minutes, Spreaker decided to stop recording. So, this episode kind of lacking, but I will have you know that I just spent $500 on equipment. So I'm hoping to have this bad boy figured out by the end of the night. Anyway, enjoy the little bit that you do get today, and just keep on pushing everybody, keep on going, follow your dreams, and make sure you stay kinky. MyBDSMSupply.com can keep you that way, as well as listening to this podcast. Truly help. Whatever, guys. I'm out.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Alright, so I'm gonna have to start that one over. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're fine.
Alright.
Porn has gone mainstream now. It's like Coca-Cola or Pepsi with dicks in it.
Well, lucky freaking ya!
You filthy crannies.
Oh, Billy.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
What's going on, guys? It's your host, Aaron Cole. Hey. This is the Thinking Podcast. I am joined with my beautiful co-host, Autumn Borelli. How you doing, Autumn?
I am doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Just getting prepared for Exotica. I don't know what you're packing exactly, but I definitely have my leopard print thong and a few other great things.
Oh. That's interesting. Oh, too many clothes.
Like the super big bag, no pockets.
Absolutely. The bigger the bag, the better.
So you love chaos.
Yes. Huge fan.
So, got a lot to talk about today. I'm almost finished with the gift. I think we're going to call it Seven Heaven. What do you think?
Ooh, I like that game.
Listeners, if you don't know what we're talking about, we're having a giveaway. We're going to call it 7 minutes in heaven. Autumn's going to be a video for the winner. My BDSM
yes.
Supply is giving $100 in sex toys. That's your choice, whether you're male, female, whatever. We're going to let And Spunk Lube is going to be given some lube as well. We're going to be running that until July. So as we go along, we'll probably add a couple other businesses that want to give and flash giveaways. Hopefully no dick pics. Yeah. Nothing like that.
Why not?
Well, I mean, for me. Maybe we'd work something out for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I heard that you're going to be busy doing a shoot soon.
Yes, I am headed to North Carolina on Friday to shoot with Scarlet X.
Scarlet X?
The website is, yes, scarletx.com. Super excited.
And that's where we can find those.
Yes.
Is it just pictures or are you guys doing a video as well?
We are doing a video as well.
And that's going to be exclusive on her website?
It's going, yes, it is.
Okay. Is it going to be super expensive?
Probably. It's worth it.
Well, damn. All right. Well, I know that we didn't go out, but we were talking about how you double-fisted that time, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, use your imagination, guys. It's probably worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
All right, so you're gonna go to North Carolina and then you're shooting over to Denver from there? Or you go home first?
I'm going home first.
Okay. So you're fucking busy this next couple
I'm
weeks.
Very busy. Very busy.
Gotta stay that way.
Yes.
Let's see. What else we got?
Fetish Con in August.
Oh,
in Tampa. Yeah.
No. So, are you going to be visiting then? Are you going to be actually at the booth?
I will be at the Cox Models booth. They will be there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Videos while you're there?
I'm going to work out a few content trade videos and then, of course, paid shoots as well while I'm out there. I'll be out there for the weekend.
Okay, so
Thursday through Monday.
Other people can get a hold of you for shoots at that time?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, how do they get a hold of you, Autumn?
They go to coxmodels.com. My agent is Connor Cox, and he sets everything up for me, and I just show up.
What a wonderful name. Like, he was probably born to do that job. It's just...
Absolutely, I mean, yeah.
Connor Cox and Pussies.
Yes. Yes.
How long have you been with Cox Models?
I have been with them since December.
It is working out so far?
I do. Yes.
Are
he's
they
a
out
great
of
agent.
Atlanta or are they out of the
He is in California.
Oh shit.
He's
recruiting pretty far.
Well, he's also in Tampa. He originally started in Atlanta. So
I see.
He has girls and guys all over.
Nice. So, you know, we're talking to Ryan about our favorite sex toys. What's your favorite sex toy that's in your possession right now?
Okay. Let's see. So the one that I use the most is a huge dildo. It's gigantic. It's like the size of my arm.
Like, how big's your arm? You know,
like, I mean, it's bigger than my arm. So it's about a fist and a half, and then it's 16 inches long. So, and keep in mind, I'm 5'2".
God damn, it'd go up to your fucking chest, wouldn't it?
Right?
You said 8 inches? Sorry.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did you find that? Because, like, it had to have been pretty pricey, huh?
Yeah, I ordered it offline. I was just playing around and looking up different things, so I found it on some random website.
Nice.
And I ordered it, yeah. It's turned into my favorite.
My question that's on everybody's mind is, can you fit the whole thing?
I cannot take all 18 inches.
Okay, well. There goes my hopes and dreams, you know.
I'm working on it. Working on it.
We actually, at MBO, I got this, it's a plug, actually. Called the. Have you seen it?
I have.
You gotta get one. It's not 18 inches.
I need
inches.
To get one.
It's not 18 inches, but, you know. I just told one that it's not the size of the ship. It's the motion.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were lying.
It's the motion of the ocean.
What else are you going to tell a 12-year-old that can't get it up? You know? So, who are you looking most forward to fucking meeting out there at Exotica this year?
Oh, I'm really... I would love to meet some more female talent because I haven't really got to shoot with a female yet.
So what, they're just talking you around all over the place?
Yes, they are.
I might be able to help there. There's two girls, the production company is called Amateur Productions. Have you heard of them?
I have.
All right, well, shout out them. That was a free shout out for you guys. Anyways, I was actually talking to them a while back about a shoot. And it was going to be with a model that I have, or had, here. But they had some other issues they had to drop out. So they're going to be over LA around the time Exotica's going on. Actually, they might be in LA right now. They were wanting to shoot with the Sex Witch, so might be able to just shoot you in there.
I could
message them and see what's up. They're hot.
Yeah,
they're like, they're actually, they're together, and they own the production company together. But they
shoot. That's badass.
Yeah, I thought so too. And they're willing to work with my BDSM supply and blah blah blah. And you're hotter than the Sex Witch, so I think it'll work out.
Oh, thank you.
And what are you doing after Exotica?
I have a shoot, or a couple shoots, looking to be booked in Tampa, the April 30th through May 6th. I will be in Tampa for more paid shoots and content trade.
You're all country.
I am.
I wish I could travel as much as you do. Are you in a little car, or what are you doing?
I fly, I'll fly out to LA and then obviously Denver. But when it's in Florida, I'll drive because I'm in Georgia. I'm in Atlanta.
Right.
So.
Right. I love it down there. I spent a little time. I lived in Biloxi, Mississippi. You ever heard
of that?
Okay.
I have.
I love it down there. I just don't like the fucking bugs.
Gotcha.
Fuck a palmetto bug. I don't know what the fuck that thing is. But, man, it was about 3 in the morning, and I flip on the light going in the bathroom. I've been in Mississippi 3 days, and there is a 6-inch to 10-inch grasshopper just staring me in the eye.
Yes.
I think I screamed like a little 6-year-old girl that day. I think you could probably hear me in Georgia.
Yes.
Other than that... I love it.
Oh, it's a good place.
So tell me, are you going to the after parties?
I plan on it.
All of them?
Probably not all of them.
Okay. You going to have friends out there? Because I want to know how hard we can party while we're out there.
No, it's just me.
All right,
so we're good.
Because this, like, after the show, I'm going to be in 2 more days after that, but regardless, this will be the first fucking vacation in anything I've had over all I've been
so
doing.
So you're going big.
I'm going as big as I can. BDSM supply is awesome. I love working on it. I love working fucking 3 in the morning, everybody else is having a great time. I love all that, but... I need a little me time, I think it's time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna make up Think Kink podcast t-shirts, and I'm gonna give them away out at Exotica.
Awesome.
Yep. And I think that it's bullshit that Ron Jeremy's not gonna be there.
Yeah.
I've been waiting since I was like probably. Old to meet that big dick motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe a tip. Some cock push-ups or something. I don't know. But I had to consult somebody, and that's not okay. Gotta have consent.
Yeah. Yes.
Alright. So, I'm starting the whole live thing.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I don't know anything about it. So, I'm basically doing awesome shit for free over here. I'm not plugged because it's definitely ready. But I'm planning on having it to where anybody can go to it. You know what I'm saying? So, Autumn, if you wanted to be on there, it should be live on mybdsmsupply.com. Also, it'll show up live on all the live streams that my business has. So
awesome.
You would be on, many, many vids. You'd be on many cams. You'd be just... all at once. And I can actually tell everybody what it is. It's pretty fucking sweet. It's called Minicams. That's what it is.
Nice.
You just download this app, and you can actually connect to it. So any cam girls that are, why not stream 7 fucking cams at once?
At once, yeah.
Imagine how much money you can make there.
I know, I'm seeing dollar signs right now.
Download it tonight, I'm telling you.
Start now.
I really think things should be integrated that way anyway. And I read Cam Girl Dollhouse. Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
What I wanted to do is create a store in their website to where anybody that's creating content can get discounted, like, lingerie and toys and all that right there from this site. I think it's a win-win for everybody, but they kind of...
It sounds like it.
They kind of, you know, changed the motherfucker.